Well, Sean, if a leading lager manufacturer did comebacks, it probably would be that. How pleased are you?
You know what? I probably would have just taken, you know, just coming on today, you know, getting a feel from match day. But to come on and, you know, get a brace and obviously to win the game is massive for us. With the results of last night and even today, it's just massive and it gives us momentum going into next week. But personally, you know, it's been a tough 4 months, you know, just mentally and, you know, obviously Jacko has been unbelievable with me, you know, he has to take a lot of credit for getting me back, you know, this strong and this fit, you know, in about 16 weeks since I, you know, did my hamstring. But, you know, to top it off today, just coming as a sub and then to grab two goals to win, you know, the team 3 points is unbelievable.
Psychologically, how big a boost was it to just have your name back on the team sheet and be among those subs?
Yeah, it was brilliant, you know, it was, you know, this week it was just, you know, getting back in with the boys and, you know, getting in and getting the feel of, you know, match day week. And, you know, obviously, I didn't really know I was on the bench till this morning. And when the gaffer obviously said my name, it was just an on. Obviously, if I got the chance to come on, I would have just, you know, given it my all. And, you know, even out there today, my hamstring felt great. Fitness levels felt even better. And, you know, funny enough, the first day I got injured, I said to Jack, I want to be back for the Bolton game. And we obviously set that marker, and to be involved today was, you know, unbelievable. And as I said, to just get the 3 points, two goals is even better.
12 minutes you were on the pitch before you stuck that first goal in.
Yeah, it was brilliant play. I think that's what we were missing in the first half. You know, the balls were getting into the right areas of the pitch, and you know we were missing chances that we should have been, you know, tucking away. And it's a credit to, you know, Robbo. I knew was Robbo got that ball. I knew where he was going to put it, and that was in, you know, the 6 yard box. And I like making them runs to the front post. And lucky enough, he's put the ball on the player for me. You know, I just had to tuck it away. And you know, scenes. Obviously, when the ball went in, I took off my top. And you know, honestly, I can't even remember what really happened. But obviously, when we go up and, you know, take the lead away from home, I think we're very hard to beat. And you know, as soon as we did go, you know, even when Barkey scored that first goal to make it 1-1, I knew we were going to go on and win the game.
That celebration was so raw, so much emotion. Is that 4 months of frustration just pouring out?
Yeah, big time. I think, you know, being out 4 months and, you know, waiting this length of time, but it all worth it today. You know, scoring two goals and it's my first brace for the club. It's been a long time since I scored a brace, but even just to get on the pitch, as I said, was unbelievable. And top it off with, you know, two goals and 3 points is unbelievable.
And the second one, I think even you looked a bit surprised that it sprung to you where it did.
Yeah, it was a funny one. You know, I think beforehand we were just looking to get the ball in the corner and we just waste a bit of time. But when Josh got into the box and he pulled the trigger and it just took a few deflections and came right in the path of me. And I couldn't believe it because, you know, I was blown. I think I made a couple of runs beforehand. And then when it came to it, I couldn't believe it. I just tucked it away. And you even see me with a celebration. I was that, you know, wrecked that I didn't even celebrate properly. And, you know, I knew from then that we were going to go on and, you know, win the game.
Everybody always says, oh, play Saturday, Tuesday, it's hard work, but you'll relish it even if you were blowing.
Yeah, big time. You know, it was good during the week to get 45 minutes against Burnley. And as I said, they get the match, you know, match their feeling back and to be back involved today. Even with the boys, I was just a bit surprised being back involved today. And getting that, you know, coming on the sub, you're waiting on the sideline, you're getting ready to go on. Your 4,000, you know, fans, you know, screaming your name, and it was an unbelievable feeling. And you know, I think it's probably the best feeling I've had in football today. You know, because beforehand I haven't really been injured, even little niggles of little ankle injuries and stuff. Never been injured, and to be out for 4 months and to come back and to score two goals is, yeah, definitely up there with the best feeling in my career to this day.
This is going to be one of those to tell the grandkids about, a day that you'll always remember.
Yeah, big time, especially in the big derby as well, local derby, where, you know, Bolton need the 3 points as well because it's very tight down there in that end of the table, and we need the 3 points as well. I think when we went down 1-0, we were playing well. I thought we started much the better team, and throughout the game they didn't really look threatening at all. Didn't look like they were going to score, and if they did score, it was going to be from a set piece, and we just had to be patient. And it's a credit to, you know, from obviously back scoring a goal and Robbo putting him through. You know, he's been unbelievable again today, Robbo, making two assists, and, you know, he's a big player for us.